here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Missiles flying over Israel following the country launching what it called a preemptive strike on the militant group Hezbollah that Israel says was planning an extensive attack. Hezbollah responding by launching hundreds of rockets and drones. ABC's Mary Alice Parks reports both sides seem to want to avoid escalating tensions while Israel tries to hammer out a ceasefire deal with Hamas.
The fact that both sides seem to have focused squarely on military targets and that Iran has not yet added to this response could be a good sign for those talks to go forward. I will tell you, the White House here still insisting that there is hope.
The Lebanese Ministry of Public Health has confirmed that three people were killed in the overnight attacks. ISIS now claiming responsibility for a stabbing attack at a festival in Germany that left three people dead. The jersey worn by baseball legend Babe Ruth when he called his shot in Game 3 of the 1932 World Series, selling for $24,120,000, most ever paid for a sports collectible. This is ABC News. Another weather extreme, an unusually cold system from the Gulf of Alaska dropping down through the Pacific Northwest into Northern California, interrupting the West Coast summer. It snowed Saturday from Mount Rainier in Washington State to Yosemite National Park in California's Sierra Nevada Mountains. This police officer in awe.
Wow, can you believe it's snowing up here at the Minaret Vista in eastern Madera County on August 24th?
Adeline Glenn from Davis, California.
We came up here with our high school cross-country team for a trail run meetup, and it's snowing.
Forecasts call for a rapid return of summer heat as the cold front departs. A Massachusetts town on high alert due to a rare but deadly mosquito virus. Plymouth is shutting down parks and fields from dusk till dawn. Officials are doing this to protect people against getting Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9-4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory in effect for today. A mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs in the lower 90s. The heat index, though, approaching 100. A south breeze of 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear and lows in the lower 70s. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. Right now, it's 70.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here just drinking beer or home remembering her. Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
Pop a top, Alan Jackson for you there on your Sunday. How's it going, Amanda J? Great to have you in, and I never wanted nothing more. Here's Kenny Chesney.
I couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $100, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. Buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. Her little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I die. And I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live, love, and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live, love, laugh a lot, and that's all I need. I never wanted nothing more, and I never wanted nothing more.
Songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Yeah, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck, it's her limousine, and her favorite riding dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a brandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get a brandy. Beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl,
stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you? Do it waking up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. I just had to let you know. For someone like me, I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Beautiful as you, Thomas Rhett there for your Sunday. Hi there, it's Andrew J. Welcome along. It's great to have you here. Hang tight for Colin Ray coming up a bit. Montgomery Gentry around the corner too.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wherever I travel, I've learned that local knowledge is key to a great journey, but so is knowing the language. And that's where Rosetta Stone comes in. They're now offering a lifetime membership to all 25 of their languages. You can dabble in French, try a little German, learn Japanese or Swedish, and you can now get 50% off Rosetta Stone's lifetime unlimited subscription. Visit rosettastone.com/radio today to purchase and then learn for life. That's rosettastone.com/radio.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Too long, far too long. Say you'll buy me a shiny ring, but your words don't mean a thing.
the little white church.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears. You said you were a Braves fan even through the rotten years. You quoted William Faulkner and Martin Luther King. You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love. I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind. Cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's been a hell of a week. Been counting every minute. I know what's waiting for me, and I can't wait to get it. Let's leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We could stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but your looking lights out turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. Let the midnight go where it's gonna go. Let the candlelight shadows put on a show. Talking sun.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Good morning. This is Pastor Vick from First Baptist of Durand. Glad to have you with us for the teaching segment of our worship service. And we are turning in our Bible this morning to 2 Peter chapter 3. So if you have a copy of Scripture, I'd like to encourage you to take it and follow along with us. I'm going to read verses 1 through 4 of 2 Peter chapter 3. The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Heavenly Father, we live in the midst of a world that does not believe the Bible is the Word of God. They do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we have people that not only deny these truths, but are vehement in their opposition to them. And as we study, Lord, our passage this morning, we pray that you would help us to understand how to conduct ourselves in the midst of a world of unbelief. For we pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, we said the theme of Peter's first letter was how to thrive during times of persecution. And it was written, this second letter, 4 years after the first, about 68 AD. And now the second letter, however, the theme is false teachers and false prophets. And already in the first century, Peter was seeing the rise of charlatans and leading people astray. And one thing that false teachers dogmatically deny is that there is a coming judgment. Because if there is a coming judgment, they stand condemned and they stand guilty for twisting God's word and their unbelief. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 8, and when he will come, that is the Holy Spirit, he will reprove or convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of what? Judgment. Of judgment to come. So God clearly warns us in his word that there is a judgment day. And the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Acts chapter 17, verse 31 says, he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. The false teachers now in Peter's day, as they are even in our time, sarcastically make remarks about the coming of Jesus Christ, and they sneer, just as verse 3 says, where is the promise of his coming? Verse 4. So, this morning, as we look at what these scoffers say, we want to look at what God says about them. And Peter gives five strong arguments to refute the false idea that there is no judgment to come. And the first strong argument is judgment to come was foretold years ago. Verse 1, again, verse 2, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Remember, he did that in verse 12 and verse 13 of chapter 1. He says, I'm telling you things that you've heard before, but I'm going to remind you about them again. And we are forgetful, even when it comes to serious spiritual matters. So we need to be reminded. That's why we need to be in the Word of God daily. Amen. We need to be in the book because we are forgetful beings. But the Bible tells us here that ye may be mindful in verse 2 of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. Let me give you a couple of those words which spoke of coming judgment. 700 years before Jesus Christ was born, in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 15, it says, "For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many." 700 years before Christ came, judgment is coming. Malachi chapter 3, verse 5, 400 years before Christ came. "And I will come near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the idolaters, against adulterers and swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts." God has foretold. He is not one that just springs something on us and says, "Oh, sorry, you didn't get ready." No, he gives us ample time to get ready. And this judgment was foretold. It says, "And of the commandment," in verse 2, "of the apostles of the Lord and Savior." Now, when he talks about the commandment of the apostles of the Lord and Savior, it is a reference to the entire New Testament. And you know, 23 of the 27 books in the New Testament explicitly refer to the Lord's return. 23 out of these 27 books. In 260 chapters of the New Testament, there are close to 300 instances in which Christ's apostles make reference to his second coming. He is coming again. "That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." So, the coming of Christ and coming judgment has been foretold years and years and years ago. Man is without excuse. Second of all, the Bible tells us here, the second argument that Christ is coming is history proves that God keeps his word. History proves that God keeps his word. You know, it says in verse 4, the scoffer said, "Where's the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." Well, history proves that God keeps his word. Verse 5, "For this they," the scoffers, "willingly are ignorant of that word of God." They're willingly ignorant of Genesis chapters 1 through 9. "The heavens were of old," or the heavens existed long ago. "And the earth was standing out of the water and in the water." Going back to Genesis chapter 1 and verses 6 through 9, God shaped the earth between two areas of watery mass. "On the second day, he collected the waters into a vapor canopy over the earth. And the lower waters were collected into lakes, seas, rivers, and underground reservoirs." We had the earth standing in the water, the scripture tells us. And it says, in verse 6, "whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished." God proved his word with the flood. Noah, his family, they were witnesses that judgment was going to come. The Bible says before the flood, the earth was filled with violence and wickedness. And for 120 years, Noah preached, and he told people, "Prepare, prepare, prepare." They didn't listen, and the whole world was destroyed, except for Noah and his family. It's a serious thing. It's a serious thing to think about God and his word and what he has said. You know, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 says, "To you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God." You say, "Well, I thought God is all love." You read the Bible, you find out there's another side of God's character, his holiness. And he is angry with sin. taking fire, inflaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude, verse 14 and verse 15 says, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convict all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. God is coming back. History proves that. Now, a lot of people say, well, no, you know, everything continues just as it has always been. And that, in the science community, is called the doctrine of uniformitarianism. We haven't had anything like this happen before in the past, therefore, it's just going to continue on. Natural laws are going to continue to operate, and God is not going to intervene. But God will, and God did in the past, and history proves that he did. We need to prepare for that judgment to come. That's why John the Baptist came, preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's why Jesus said the same, repent. Why? Because we are not right with God until we come into a relationship with him through his Son, Jesus Christ. History proves God keeps his word, specifically the flood. Number three, here's the third argument that Peter offers to rebuke the scoffers here, is that God preserves everything that he has created. He preserves everything that he has created. It says in verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, or which are the present heavens and the present earth, by the same word that destroyed this planet with water, by that same word, the Bible says, are kept in store, reserved unto or for fire for the day of judgment and for the day of perdition or destruction of ungodly men. You see, God preserves everything that he has created. You know the reason why man has not pushed the nuclear button yet and destroyed the Western Hemisphere and the rest of this planet? Is because God is in charge of this planet, believe it or not. He is sovereign over what goes on in Washington, Beijing, Paris, and London. God is sovereign. We might not understand how he's working through history and current events, but he is in control of everything, and he upholds all things by the word of his power, the Bible tells us, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3, he preserves everything he has created. And the Bible says he has preserved now this planet for one day, for fire, for the day of judgment, and for the day of destruction of ungodly men. He created it, he sustains it, and one day he will destroy it. Proverbs 16, verse 4 says, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. God preserves everything that he has created. The fourth reason why these scoffers are in error is because delay is in keeping with the character of God. Delay is in keeping with the character of God. The Bible says in verse 8 and verse 9, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now Peter, as he speaks in verse 8, he is quoting actually from Psalm 90. It's called the Psalm of Moses. And in Psalm 90, it's a prayer of Moses entitled The Man of God. And verse 1 says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. The dwelling place of God's people is in God. That is where they thrive, in the center of his will. And Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations amongst the godly. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. He says, you are God. And then in verse 3, thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. And Moses, as he penned this, was probably thinking of the number of Israelites that died every single day in the wilderness as they trekked across that Sinai Peninsula. Why? Because of their disobedience. And God had said, you're not going to enter the promised land. I gave you an opportunity, and you would not believe. There were only two, right? Caleb and Joshua, that said, we can go in. All the others died. And so as Moses is penning this psalm, he's thinking about those that die daily, and turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children of men. And then he says in verse 4, he says, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. A watch in the night would be maybe a 3-hour or 4-hour period. All right? God's timetable is different than ours, and God's delay is keeping in character with God. The scoffers didn't understand that. And God can accomplish in one day what it would take others a millennium to do. And those that do not know the Lord don't understand his eternality. That God always was, always is, and always will be. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11 says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. They say, people are getting away with literally murder today, but yet God's not doing anything. And so people think in their mind, God has canceled judgment day, and how wrong they are. Delay is in keeping with the God, with the character of God. It says in verse 9, the Lord is not slack. He's not lazy. He's not slow. He's not distracted. He's not indifferent. He's not powerless. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The character of God, he's a merciful God. He is a loving God. He is a kind God. He is a patient God. But that doesn't mean that judgment is not going to come, because the Bible says that he has appointed a day in which he will judge all men. And he's proved that by the resurrection of his Son, the Lord Jesus, from the dead. So, beloved, don't be ignorant of this one thing. He says, and the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, the fifth argument that is given by the Apostle Peter to rebuke these scoffers, where is the promise of his coming? Where is it? Everything continues just as it has always been. Where is that? And that is the fifth promise here, is God's additional revelation to Peter. God's additional revelation to Peter. You see, it says in verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. That's how this planet is going to conclude. And it's called the Day of the Lord. Now that term, Day of the Lord, refers to two significant events in Bible prophecy. One, the Bible says that there will be a 7-year tribulation period upon planet Earth. That is one of the events of the Day of the Lord. The Antichrist rules, all kinds of phenomena happening in the heavens, terrible, terrible events here on earth. That is the first segment of the Day of the Lord. Take your Bible now and turn with me to the second segment of the Day of the Lord. And that's found in Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. I want to begin reading here with verse 1, Revelation chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him in the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed for a season. So we understand there's going to be a 7-year tribulation period on planet Earth. That's going to conclude with Jesus' feet touching down on the Mount of Olives, the Battle of Armageddon. And then Jesus is going to set up his kingdom here on Earth. It will last for 1,000 years. The Prince of Peace will rule from Jerusalem. There will be no more wars. There will be no more sickness. There will be peace, and it will be universal peace, because it will be God's peace, not based on man's ideas. But after that 1,000-year period, the Bible tells us the devil is going to be loosed, and he will come forth from that bottomless pit. Now, note with me, if you would, verse 4, and I saw thrones, and them that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, that's the world dictator, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, commonly known as 666, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Okay, this happens before that 1,000-year rule of Christ. Now, verse 5, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. That's the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years during that 1,000-year rule of Christ on earth. Now follow with me, if you would. Verse 7, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Again, that bottomless pit, as we were already told previous in the chapter. And he shall go out. What will he do? He will deceive, or he will trick the nations. Same thing he's doing today. Oh, there's no God. Don't worry about judgment. Do what you want to do. And he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. This speaks about Ezekiel chapter 38. There will be a number of people after that 1,000 years is finished who never believed on the Lord. They were born during that 1,000-year rule of Christ. They outwardly went along with following God, but they were never regenerated in their heart. And when Satan is loosed, he is going to gather these people together on a worldwide basis. And the Bible says here, they will come up upon the breadth of the earth, they will compass the camp of the saints about the beloved city, which is Jerusalem. And it says, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Now, that's the day of the Lord also, the second segment of the day of the Lord, after the 1,000-year rule of Jesus Christ, when there's this worldwide revolt against God, led by Satan, who has been released from the bottomless pit. And it's going to look like they won. And the people of God are going to be bottled up there in Jerusalem. And the Bible says that fire will come down from God out of heaven and devour them. Let's go back now to 2 Peter chapter 3. We're talking about God's additional revelation to Peter. Confirms that there is a judgment that God comes. God's additional revelation to Peter concerns the judgment to come. Verse 10 of 2 Peter chapter 3 says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The 7-year tribulation period is going to come. And those that know Jesus will be raptured to be with him in the sky. He will come as a thief. He will take his own out of this world. But then at the end of that 1,000-year rule of Christ, when Satan gathers a world following to come against God and his people, the Bible says, as a thief in the night, they're going to be destroyed suddenly by fire coming down from heaven. And the Bible says the beast, the Antichrist, the world dictator, and all those that have followed Satan during the seven-year tribulation period, they're going to be joined by those peoples that come up against God's people at the close of the thousand-year tribulation period. So the day of the Lord, two segments. One, seven-year tribulation period. Two, following the thousand-year rule of Jesus Christ, when there's a worldwide revolt led by Satan himself, and they will be suddenly destroyed. And it will come. They'll be so surprised, they won't know what to do. As a thief in the night, the Bible says, he will come in which the heavens, and then note what will happen. It says, then God is going to destroy the heavens as such as we know them. They will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. That's how God is going to... The first time he destroyed this world was with water. The second time he's going to destroy this world, so as with fire. And I know some say, well, God's going to recreate this planet. My Bible tells me here he's going to destroy this world. It's going to burn it up completely. And then as you read in Revelation 20, 21, and 20, you see that God makes a new earth and God makes a new heaven. And this is additional information now that God gave Peter at this point in time. And he gave it to John, who wrote the book of Revelation, some years later, 30 years later. But that proves once again that there is a judgment coming. It's foretold here in this book of books called the Word of God, the Bible. So the one teaching that false teachers dogmatically, vehemently oppose is a judgment day to come. Why? Because if there is such a judgment day, they stand guilty and condemned for distorting God's word and for rejecting God and his Son, Jesus Christ. And Peter rebukes that kind of thinking. It was foretold years ago, the judgment coming. History proves that God keeps his word. Three, God preserves everything he has created until his time when he says it's up. Four, delay is in keeping with the character of God. Our God is a loving God. He is a merciful God, but he is also a holy God. And then five, God's additional revelation to Peter confirms that there is indeed a judgment to come. Now, in conclusion, what we have right here, if there is a coming judgment, as the Bible informs us, each of us must prepare for it. And number two, that is the whole reason for the cross of Jesus Christ, that we will not face God as our judge, but that we will face him as our Savior. And the Bible says, behold, now is the day of the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to make our peace with God. And now is the time to get things right with the Lord. And the scripture concludes with this. In John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.